Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful an informative hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about self-delusion, meaning having an incorrect and false opinion about oneself, believing one is extraordinarily important, whereas in reality one is not, which is a common trait of narcissists or other people. Being deluded by, oneself. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, your own sense of honor has deluded you, such that it became the source of disgrace for you. So fear the indecent acts that you commit. A lot of people have this unnatural and irrational idea that, they are, more important, people should listen to them, they are the boss of everybody else, right? And, this leads them to commit indecent and unbecoming acts. Right? So Imam Ali says that you should know your own worth, right, in general, and, if you do, then it will prevent you from committing these incorrect and unbecoming acts. So fear the indecent acts that you commit, for perhaps through that, you will be guided. Imam Ali also, alayhi salam, has also been narrated to have said regarding the same subject, he who is ignorant deludes himself. Right? This self-delusion, it stems from ignorance and a misunderstanding of one's own importance. If we understand who we really are, we are servants of Allah, servants of God, right, then we will never be overcome with this feeling of self-delusionment, and we will not be led to commit those indecent acts that the Imam was speaking about. And he who is ignorant deludes himself, and his present is consequently worse than his past. This is another effect of this self-delusionment. In general, being deluded or deceived is the main purpose of Satan. He tries to delude us and misguide us and trick us. Regarding being deluded by this world, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, be wary of this world's delusion, for verily it always reclaims the charms and attractions with which it deceives people, and it troubles the one who adopts it as a place of tranquility and a permanent dwelling. And the Imam also said, the soul's trust in this world is one of the greatest delusions. Having trust in the world, something that is, impermanent, fleeting, and, of no value, this is also one of the greatest of delusions. Sukunun nafs ila dunya min a'zamil ghurur. This is the actual wording of the hadith. Also, by the way, we would like to offer our congratulations to those of our listeners who happen to be in countries in which today is the first of Ramadan. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-delusion and being deluded by this world, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.